Andy, have we got some live FA Cup action going on?
Yes, we do. It's the last tie out of round three. And at the moment, Cambridge, who are ninth in the league to the third tier, are leading Leeds United, who are pressing to win promotion to the Premiership. They're fifth in the league championship. So the goal came in the 25th minute. There's about 6 or 7 minutes of regular time left. And this has all come at a time when the fourth round draw is out. So there's some good news for Chelsea. They're at home to Brentford, who are mid-table in the league championship. Man United, they'll be hosting Wigan, who really have got a real battle of survival in the league championship. They're in 23rd position, so you'd expect those two heavyweights to progress. Arsenal, they're away from home in round four to either Southampton or Norwich, and Man City will either go to London to play Crystal Palace or Bolton.
Who flew in for Sydney FC last night? Did anyone? Arnie hinted at, yeah, well, there's someone flying in on Monday. And he wouldn't disclose who it was. He said broadly, Europe is where they're from. Have we heard anything, Andy?
Well, talking to a couple of people that I was hoping were in the know last night, they're speculating that it's a Serbian defender.
Okay.
Whether he flew in last night, there's no confirmation from Sydney FC this morning. But it's like anything in football. You wait in a couple of hours' time. You know, who knows what the announcement will be. They will sign a replacement for Human because they just obviously need to.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a standout performer. I was a bit surprised he went, but that's what happens when you're in the last year of your contract. You want to make a sale and get some money back instead of losing a player as a freebie at the end of the season.
Why are they being so secretive about it?
I don't know.
Deal not done.
Almost like Melbourne City. Apparently, in the first 24 hours, there were 60 applicants for the job that Mike Balcanis has as an interim coach at the moment. And Arnie's not one to sort of hide and not inform the media as to what's happening as well. But, you know, obviously, big focus on the weekend. The derby, yeah. Sydney FC, of course, are favoured to win this one. Bad news, again, for Tony Popovich overnight. Up to his border, who was sent off against Melbourne City, he's been slapped with a 3-game ban. And obviously, we know the problems that Graham has with Sydney FC at the moment with Seb Ryle's injury and Matt Yearman heading overseas as well, so he's a bit short in the defensive stocks. But, you know, tickets, there's not that many tickets left for the derby on Saturday. So if anyone's sort of fence-sitting, I suggest they get out there. And I did get some information from Sydney last night in terms of their corporate. The corporates are also selling out as well. So it's the mouth-watering derby, and you sometimes wonder whether form is going to count, but the way Sydney are playing, geez, it's going to take something special to beat them. And Central Coast certainly touched them up on the weekend.
Well, everyone kept saying it. The people we spoke to, Derby's different. David Carney said it yesterday. Derby is different. Cristiano Ronaldo names FIFA's Player of the Year. No surprise on that, really?
No surprise. And he beat Messi. And just to point out how this is voted, it's the national team captain, the national team manager, a journalist from every FIFA nation. There's 211 nations. And the fans get 25% of the electoral weight in terms of the vote. So,
okay.
Congratulations to Ronaldo, 34.54% of the vote to Messi's 26.42%. And look, this award, it's either one of those two players for a long time now. I think Kaká was the last guy outside of those two to win it back in mid-2006-2007. So also congratulations to Claudio Ranieri for what he did with Leicester. He was named manager of the year, and Carly Lloyd was best FIFA women's player. And she's coached by a lovely Aussie man from Melbourne, James Galanis, who's worked with her for years. So a bit of an Aussie flavour to all of that. But I heard earlier talk about 48 teams. It's going to take away from the magic of a World Cup. It's going to hurt teams that are not strong. It's just going to lead to one-sided games. It's all about money for
Infantino
and the new hierarchy at FIFA.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Good on you, Andy. We'll speak tomorrow.
Enjoy, gents. Take care.